Our October Small Studio session is here, and this month we're featuring the work of Indianapolis Americana band Carmichael. WFYI Scott McAllister has more on this band's unique sound.
Some bands have trouble fitting into one genre, even shun the idea of sticking to a single style of music, and Carmichael is no exception. A step softer than rock, a notch harder than folk, and a sound that stops just short of going full country, the band prides themselves in making music that can bounce between genres. Carmichael started in 2015 in Durham, North Carolina, as a project between best friends Eric Carmichael and Nick Christie.
The Marion, Indiana natives traveled to a Brooklyn, New York recording studio where they met drummer Kostin Ritter. Guitarist and vocalist Eric Carmichael picks up the story from here.
At that time, we got introduced to Kostin, and he came down to North Carolina, met us sight unseen, and he stayed at our little apartment and just came down and played, and we started working on these songs that ended up recording 6 weeks later.
Eric's cousin Lindsay Harness joined the group a few months later on bass, and keyboard player Jamie Mahan came along soon after. The majority of the group's songs start in the minds of Nick, Eric, and Lindsay, with the rest of the band filling out the songs once the lyrics and melody are put together. For Lindsay, many of her songs begin as broad themes from journaling that she'll bring to the rest of the group. Nick and Eric say they do a lot of their songwriting together.
Ideas pop in your head, and me and Eric nerd out and talk about stuff that we're interested in and
kind of write songs from there.
Yeah, I can't write a melody to save my life, so Eric's the big melody guy in the group, mm-hmm. though, for sure. And then we all come together with the instrumentation and orchestration and everything.
Feel the pressure of the atmosphere. And the heat as the earth is drawing near.
Each member of the band seems to have a different taste in music, from Father John Misty to Arctic Monkeys, Warren Zevon to Dawes. Bassist Lindsay Harness explains that this allows them to create music that doesn't fit into a single genre.
I think what's really cool about our music is that it's really genre bending. We can do something that's kind of like almost Tex-Mex, then we can do alt country, then we can do something that's really spacey.
Apollo falling ground control, I'm going down. I was not meant to take my feet up off the ground.
We're all interested in different types of music, and I think we bring that all to the table, and we allow each other to give little snippets of that, and comes out into an end product that is somewhat hard to describe.
It may be hard to describe, but this genre bending helps them fit with many different acts in their live shows, and the band says it's proud to be part of the diverse music scene in Indianapolis.
You've got everything in Indy. I mean, you've got things from jazz to hip-hop to rock to metal to what we do. The art scene in Indy is a lot bigger than I think people realize and give it credit for.
Absolutely.
Music in Indy itself is, it's booming, and I don't think enough people know about that, but that's also kind of something that makes it special, because when you do find it, you really do feel like you're a part of something. It's only going to get better.
The group is currently working on a new album called Memories Are Rolling Credits. After that, well...
And then a giant pool party right after.
Yep. Floaty yep. Toys not included.
Yeah.
You can find Carmichael's entire small studio session at wfyi.org/smallstudio. Small Studio is made possible with support from Sun King Brewing.